Hi, I'm Kennedy Evans, and I got next.
You next up, and you ain't been on Sports Like Talk? Like, what are you doing? Hey, you better hit him up.
Look, you breaking next, and you up next. Keep the wins go hard. Rise a star on the big scene, make them know who you are. You don't break a sweat, don't settle for less. They put you through that test, your resume that flesh. Who got next? Who got next? SLT, ready, set, go. Who got next? Who got next? Living my dreams and all your goals. Who got next? Who got next? You can ask B. Jones or head coach. Who got next? Who got next? You next up, so here's my vote. Shoot.
Whoa, SLT Nation! What it do, fam? Welcome back to another fire episode of Sports Life Talks. You got next, a platform that gives exposure to the voices of tomorrow. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it is 2024, the year of the Mamba, and the mission is still going strong. KT and I, we are combing all over this country, and we are finding rising superstars, super sensations, future phenoms in our communities who are doing big things and accomplishing big dreams. And we've been trying to get this one to kick off for a long time, ladies and gentlemen. We got a bona fide Mamba in the building. One of my favorite players in the DFW Metroplex to watch. She is super silky smooth and can get a bucket anytime she wants to. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hold it down and make some noise. Out of Little Elm, Texas, the Oklahoma State commit, represent Legion Prep Academy, 5'10 shooting guard, Kennedy Evans. What up, Keith? How you doing?
How are you? Good. I'm doing good.
Man, we live in the dream. You know what I'm saying? This is our third time. Kevin told me before the show, this is our third time at Oklahoma State.
And
you know what? Coincidentally, it is our third time at Legion Prep. Shout out to Kennedy Glover, Coach Taylor Johnston. Hey, Raynham, is you up, Raynham? I mean, what's going on? What's cracking? What's cracking with the rest of my Legion Prep family? If this is your first time watching the show, I am your host, The Mouth of the South, B. Jones, the OG, all things Louisiana. We'll put your L's up. Mr. Yee is in the building. I'm rocking alongside my brother from another mother, the other side of the logo, the Quiet Storm. Shh. All facts, no cap. The head coach, KT. Kev, how you feeling today, man?
B. Jones, I did not realize she was 5'10". I knew she was tall. I knew she was 5'10". So I'm not gonna talk any noise on this episode, BJ.
No, Kevin, Swin City at Pink October. Yeah, and that's when I was sitting there talking to her and Raina, and she stood up and I did that down. I was like, oh my goodness. She ain't no little one. She can get it.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be quiet this episode, B. Jones. But to answer your question, I'm feeling great, man. Let's turn up again for Oklahoma State and Legion Prep. Let's go, man.
So Kevin, I'm assuming you don't want to play no one on one or shoot no hoops again.
Hey, let's turn up a Legion Prep and Oklahoma State, man. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah.
Let's get this show kicked off. Let's get this thing started with the moment of truth. That's right. We playing a game, our version of two truths and a lie. Kevin and I are learning to get good at this game as we have a 15-31 record, but the rules are super simple. Before the show, Kennedy gave us three facts, or she prepared three facts about herself. Yeah. But this is the kick. One of those facts is not the truth. Kevin and I will have exactly 60 seconds after she completes the three facts to figure out and deliberate amongst each other to uncover which one is the fib. Kevin, we've been following this young lady for a long time, so this one is on us. This one is on us, brother. We got no reason. We know her daddy. I met her mama. Let's go. Let's go, Kennedy. Give us the three facts.
Okay, so the first one is I'm from Texas. That's the first one. The second one is I started playing basketball when I was 4. And then the last one is I have a pet hamster.
It's always these, B. Jones.
It's the pets that get us caught up, ain't it, bro? Yeah. I think that trap, I don't know if she was born in Texas, though, KT. That could be a trap.
I don't think she was playing at 4. That's what I'm thinking.
You know, she cold, okay, T. You don't just go out there and get 20 something points.
Okay, she can start playing at 5 and be cold, B. Jones.
That's true. That's true.
Because you can't play in the league at 4 unless they let her play up.
Do black people get hamsters though, KT? Do we get hamsters? You know, I know we get dogs, but
when you're younger, yeah, you may get a hamster. Yeah.
All right, let's go. Hey, you want to go with four? You want to go with the four? Is the film? Come on, we ain't got but 10 seconds left, KT.
Oh, yeah, we're going with that one.
All right, Keith, we gonna say that you started playing basketball after you was 4 years old.
No, I don't have a fat hamster. That's
I knew it, KT. I knew it, KT.
You did, but you weren't strong in your convictions, B. Joe. That's why I had to make it.
Some told me black people ain't getting no hamster. I knew it's the mama thing. See, the kids probably get it. It's the mama, like, you ain't finna clean up after that hamster.
That's literally.
God, dog. All right, y'all.
It's 10 and 32, B. Jones.
Hey, it's all good. We promise y'all keep rocking.
I can't go out like that, man. I can't go out like that. We should have you to a game of horse.
Okay.
Ooh.
I got to defend our honor.
Good luck with that one. Good luck with that one.
Can you start with the ball or you can start with the ball?
You go first. I ain't scared. You go first. Hey, go take shots. Don't be trying to dunk and all that either. I'm too old.
All right, when the challenge is officially on, we're going to get that going before you head off to Stillwater for your college career opportunity. Before we get this thing cracking, you know, we're about to have a fun ride. We need you to take your right hand, lift it up. We need everybody out there that's listening to this. Take your right hand, reach over your left shoulder, grab that seatbelt and pull it down. Buckle up, click, clack, let's go to work. All right, y'all, let's pay the bills. Let's pay the bills. By paying the bills, we mean we need y'all to help us to move this boulder up this mountain. Kevin and I, we took the mission on. We challenging all the big, the giants, the juggernauts, the ESPN, the Foxes. We telling stories they won't tell. So on the count of three, we need y'all to do the SLT Trinity. That's right. Three small things that won't cost you a penny, but to help us to grow this platform so we can take on the Titans. You hear me? On first and foremost, we need you to hit that subscribe button. We're going to commit and we're going to continue to be the hardest working podcast in the game, dropping 3, 4, 5 episodes per week. Number two, we need you to hit that like button as many times as Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg will allow you to. Let me tell you something. Every time you hit that like button, this show bubbles all the way up to the top and tells the algorithm that this thing is popping like Orville Redenbacher. And last but not least, we need you to share this episode with all of your people. That's right. Go through your contacts. Go through your Rolodex. Go through your Facebook. I don't care who it is. Send this show out like it's on fire so we can take over the nation, ladies and gentlemen. Kennedy, Legion, yes, KG told us they was rocking with us. Coach Taylor told us they was rocking with us. But I need to show everybody out there that Legion Prep is one of the baddest schools in the
Mississippi.
Y'all going to hold us down, Keith?
Yes, sir. You know it. We going to hold it down.
All right. On the count of three, let's do it like we true to it. Make some noise for your boys. 1, 2, 3. Boo! Let's go! Let's turn it up, Kevin. That's probably one of my favorite parts of the show. But Kennedy, what's your favorite emoji right now that you're using?
Ooh, probably the angel emoji. That's
all right. If you did any of those three things, if you smash and subscribe, if you sent this to somebody, man, send us that your emoji. Because Kevin and I, we just want to show you our appreciation. We consider you as family around here. Sports Life Talk, we don't do fans, we don't do followers. We do family around here. So when you throw that angel emoji in the chat right now, we're gonna reach out to you, acknowledge you, and what we gonna tell them, KT?
We're gonna tell them thank you.
Thank you. That's simple. But let's get this show on the road. Let's go, Kennedy. It is your time. We waited about a year and a half. We saw a young lady play AAU basketball for 2 summers. And now we finally got on the show before she takes on the biggest challenge in her professional her amateur career. Let's go. It's time for the Sports Like Talk initiation.
Hamster. We lost because of a hamster.
I thought y'all was gonna choose the Texas one.
Part of me felt like you weren't from Texas. I was like, but I ain't see nothing about the Texas thing. So I knew that was gonna be to throw us off. But the hamster thing, I should have known better.
You were gonna guess it at first when you started saying, like, you know, black people don't have hamsters. I was like, catching on, but then you went. I was like, okay.
You know, we try. Let's go, KT. Let's get initiated.
All right, to initiate you into the SLT family, got to give us your top five music artists.
I listen to, like, I won't call them underground artists, but people that's not really that popular. I would have to say Young Thug is top one. That's the first one. Second, I would say, I give it to Uzi. That's just, I feel like he's been in the game for a long time. Then I'm gonna say Jace, this guy named Jace. Drake is up there. And then I'm gonna have to say, Playboi Carti. Those are my top five.
You know what, B. Jones, what we should have did, the moment of truth after the top five. And I knew good and well she didn't have a hamster with a top five like that. You can't be a G and have a hamster with a top five like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't be soft. It had
Here you go. No, she a thug. All right, so what we like to do, we like to rank everybody's top five, and the highest you can get is five. But it was a solid top five, B. Jones.
I don't think, like, I don't know
Jace though, KT.
I don't know B. Jones. Just let me go with it. I'm just trying to give her flowers right now. I don't know who Jace is either. But you know what we're gonna give her, man?
I'm gonna change number five instead of Playboi Carti. I'ma put this dude named Destroy Lonely. That's gonna be my fifth. Y'all probably don't know who that is.
That's
number five. That's the top five.
Shout out to Destroy Lonely. This is your first time being on the show.
Have y'all heard YoungBoy on the show?
NBA YoungBoy?
Yes.
Yeah, we get that all the time.
See, at least you haven't heard YoungBoy.
We don't get no Jason, no Destroyer.
Yeah, we probably won't again. But B. Jones, let's give her. How old are you, Kennedy?
18.
Give her 18, man. We'll give her 18.
What'd you say?
18 out of what?
18, that's it. It's just giving you an 18.
Okay. Like, more, the way I do. Do it. You're supposed to only get like five, but we got some coming on.
2 years ago, he started giving folks like 10, and then 10 became the ball. Now it's just it got ridiculous.
I didn't think I gave out a 30 piece before. You just never know. All right, so who is your favorite superhero and why?
I would say Black Panther. I don't know if he's a superhero, but to me, he's a superhero for the African American community. I feel like, you know, that was just everybody's favorite superhero. One of the first Black, you know. He got his own movie, and I feel like he just, yeah. I feel like the whole movie, like, and even after, like, I don't even know how to explain it, but
It felt like bigger than a movie.
It was just like the whole community.
Yeah, it felt bigger than a movie. Yeah. It felt more like a movement than a movie.
Yeah, it felt more like, yes.
And then part two just... All right, so...
I disagree.
Part two was not that good, B. Jones. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I like the first one better.
Thank you. First one better, but part two was cold, too. It had its moments.
If you don't have T'Challa, it's not Black Panther. I don't care what nobody can. See, we agree on something there. All right, so since every good superhero needs their own theme music, what would your theme song be?
In the Air by Benny Siegel. That's my theme song.
Yo, wait a minute, Kennedy. Where you hear Benny Siegel at? Benny Siegel, you 18 years old and Benny ain't dropping
nothing. That's my theme song.
Where you heard Benny Siegel at?
My dad.
I knew it. He had his old head somewhere.
But that's still my theme song.
All right, so we have a running debate on our show, Kennedy, where I want to be a singer and he wants to be a dancer. So for your episode, we need for you to break the tie. Would you rather be a singer or a dancer?
Ooh, I feel like I got some moves, you know, feel like I could be a dancer. Like singing, maybe if it was a little rapping, but singing, I don't think I got the pitches to go high and low.
Kennedy, do you get bars? You be on the bus with the other girls spitting?
Yeah, you know, after the games, after we win, gotta turn up here a little beatbox on the side of the window. Yeah.
I like the dancing. Kennedy is very disrespectful to the dancers. I want all my dancers out there that's watching this. Y'all gotta show up when y'all get on the show. Cause I'm telling you,
all 8 of y'all need to show up.
I ain't gonna dance,
so it's more than 8 of us, Kevin, and you know that.
Okay, 9. All right, so what is something that basketball has taught you that you can use when you're not on court?
Building relationships with people, that has definitely taught me, it's definitely taught me building relationships with people and keeping in contact with people for sure, because you don't know where they might end up. Just like my position, I got recruited by UNT and SMU, and those are my first two offers, which was from Coach Kelby and Coach Jazz Player, and now they're both at Oklahoma State with me. So keeping in contact is for sure something that you should do.
Shout out, Coach Player. She just crushed a lot of BJ.
That's it. Hey, y'all go back and listen to that episode. We dropped Coach Player episode about 6 weeks ago. Y'all go listen to that one. She's super dope. It'll be the best 45 minutes of your week, I promise you.
All right, so B. Jones and I, we are food connoisseurs. In other words, we love to eat. So before you head out to Oklahoma State and we come out there and rock with you, what's going to be that one food spot you're going to take us to, but we're going to pay for it? And we'll go to the neighbor. No, nah, Lil' Lamb.
We don't got too many food spots that are just kind of different than others. But if it was a restaurant, I'd say my favorite would have to be Shell Shack, even though that's kind of everywhere. But Shell Shack is...
Shell Shack go hard. I like some Shell Shack as well. They got I don't eat coleslaw from nowhere, but they got a different type of coleslaw. It's like apple cider vinegar coleslaw or something, and it is delicious.
I might have to try it.
You got to. So they do it a little bit different, though. But I like Shell Shack as well, KT. Yeah. So I can't wait for you to pay for it.
I think we going to pay for it. We splitting that bill. I don't know. Kenzie, like, she making it eat me, Joe. So we're going to have to split that bill. All right, so grab your favorite sports drink and settle in, because today's episode is a slam dunk of adrenaline and inspiration. We're about to lift the curtain on the life of a high school athlete who's redefining the game. From early morning practices to late night victories, this journey is a playbook of resilience and dedication. So get ready for a front row seat to the passion that fuels, I guess, unstoppable spirit. So B. Jones, go ahead and take it away, brother.
Hey, take it away. I shall. Welcome to the show, Keith. Hey, we are super excited about having you on this joint. It's been, like I told y'all, it's been a long time coming, but I think this is almost a perfect way to end your high school journey, right? You get the state championship. Now you get to take the victory tour. You're on TV and everything.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Thank you for coming on. Your family is amazing. But let's take this thing back to the beginning when you was 4 years old. You definitely got to tell us on this one. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's tell them your story. When did you start playing basketball, and when did you fall in love with the game, Kennedy?
I started playing when I was 4, and I was in the Little League at the rec, and I actually played tennis, believe it or not. I played tennis. I started playing tennis, and then I was like, I don't think tennis is for me. I love the Twins. That was I ran through an era where Serena and Venus were like everything. And so after that phase, I kind of stopped playing. Like, it wasn't as competitive as I wanted it to be. So I kind of, my dad was always a coach. I was always around basketball. My older brother played. So I kind of was around it all the time. And so I would just get in the gym when my dad was in the gym, and I started playing.
Now you're different.
My coach, like all he started coaching me in kindergarten actually, and then he stopped, and then he started coaching me again, and then he stopped, and then he started coaching me again because he had his own teams.
Well, you kind of dope with this thing. And the first time we saw you was on a team full of all stars. And if y'all don't know anything about pro skills, that's one of my favorite AAU programs of all time. And Errol Rooks does a great job of bringing in some of the best kids in the city. So when he puts down a lineup of 10 players, a roster of 10 players, we take notice of that because we know that these are certified bona fide ballers. But you play amongst giants, and you still get yours. You still show up, show out, and even if it's not on the score side of this thing, you probably one of the best defenders. You probably one of my top three defenders in the city, and I put that one on wax. Y'all come holler at me if you want to disagree. But you play on ball defense and impact the game in different ways. How natural did the game come to you, and when did you realize you were different though, Kennedy?
I used to play post in fifth grade. That was my last year playing post. I was always the tallest one on the team, but I thought I was going to be taller. So after my fifth grade year, I started playing, moving out to the wing, and that's when I figured out I could shoot the ball. So then after that, I kind of just started getting in the gym, working on my shot, working on my handles, you know, stuff that, you know, needs to be needed in college. So I wanted to be on the next level, and I just kept working, and that's pretty much put me here.
KT, you know how when we watch Luka play, how Luka don't seem like he moving fast, but it's like everything he does is so. That's kind of Kennedy game. Kennedy do, it's like everything be like so smooth, and I mean it's like nothing is over exaggerated, nothing is done. Every movement seems just like you like a walk in the park for you. You do it so simple. You do a little turnaround, splash. I mean, who taught you all that stuff? Does that come from your daddy, or is that just something you've done through the years?
That's actually one of my favorite moves, actually. I work on that move a lot, and I would just say training has put me here. Coach Earl, that has been my trainer since like sixth grade. I've been going to him and Coach Stokes since I was very, very little. And so I feel like they kind of helped me get in this position, in the position that I'm in right now.
Who's a player that you look at and you're like, hey, this is how I play. This is who I emulate. Somebody I want to be like.
I don't want to say I'm there yet, but somebody I want to be like is Caitlin Clark for sure.
Ooh, you got that sniper type mentality like Caitlin Clark.
That's where I want to be.
Caitlin be hitting it from the logo though. She is ridiculous with it. I seen you hit though. I seen you bust. I seen y'all in the close game, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, Kennedy start lighting them up, and you be like, mama, there go that girl now. There she go. She hitting and busting their head. So Kennedy, you made a choice that not too many kids your age make, right? You at Braswell, you doing big things, and then and then listen, y'all go check her resume. She's all city, I mean all district, all kind of accolades coming, and then you decide to go to Legion Prep. What was that decision make? Like, how did you and your parents, how did y'all come up with this decision, and what was that process like for you guys?
I really just wanted somewhere that could prepare me for college mostly. And the schoolwork is like, or my schedule more is more of a college schedule. So I get up, do my work from like 8 to 12, which is online. And then I could do whatever I need to do for the rest of the day, which is work out or go to practice. So it's more of like a college style life. And the competitiveness is here for sure. And I feel like it'll help me. High school at Braswell, the competitiveness was there, but I feel like these girls, you know, like have more experience. They've played before, and you know, we've kind of all seen each other. So it's fun. It makes it more fun. Like we played AU together. So we play against each other. Like, you know, it's really fun. It's cool.
You part of the first chapter of Legion's story. I'm telling you right now, Legion is going to do bigger and better things, and they reloading with some amazing talent. You took the chance and you started this thing off, but in the first year, did you expect for y'all to have so much success? I mean, what were y'all, 29-5 or something like that? I can't remember the final record, but y'all won a lot of games. Let's put it that way. Not only did y'all win a lot of games, y'all go to the TCAL state championship, win that whole thing. What was that journey like going through the playoffs? Did you realize that y'all were going to get a belt the first year? It was strap season.
I didn't. I mean, I had really strong faith that, you know, we were going to be a good team because all of us have played on that level before. And I feel like we could all gel and get to know each other and play with each other because we had the pieces too. And we had the coach too. Our coach, Coach Taylor, he's a really good coach. And so I feel like with the girls and our coach, I feel like there was no, like, we didn't have an option not to be, you know, like we had to find a way to make what we had work. And I feel like that's what we did.
What do you think brought y'all together? Because I know you and Raina played on different AAU teams. I think the point guard played on the same team with Raina with Drive Nation. But y'all had to bring this thing together from like, y'all don't go to class with each other. What did y'all do to kind of work on and build that relationship and that chemistry on the court as the season progressed?
I think it was more as the reps that we got. You know, like every rep that we got, it was efficient. Like, we wanted to get better. And off the court, we hang out and we have team bondings all the time. So that also put us closer on the court. And, you know, we're all family. We don't look at each other as, you know, friends. We're all family.
Family. I love that. Why number four? Where you get this number four?
My number actually used to be 21. That was just like a family thing. Like, my dad had it, my mom had it. So it was just like a... Before, I had that number at Braswell, and I just kind of stuck for
it. What are you going to wear when you get in the black and orange?
Depending on what I don't think they're going to have for it, because Anna Gret has for it. But if they have, trying to see.
She got to think it through. Yeah.
21 is, I'm trying, because somebody has 21, somebody has 4, somebody has 20. I don't know, really. That's a good question.
Why don't you just pay them to get that faux jersey? Pay them. Get in there. Hey, so Kevin and I, we love the 2024. We call it the year of the Mamba. For anybody that paid attention to that at the beginning of the show, that's because we feel like everybody that come on this show is a bona fide Mamba. You got to have that mentality to represent Sports Life Talk this year. But we know that there's some point in your career that you showed up, you showed out. I'm talking about you just went to a whole nother level. You blacked out. And I don't know if it's a points thing. Maybe it was a locker room speech you had to make. But something, tell us that Mamba moment that you had in your career, Kennedy, that you became that beast, that dog.
I would say when I was in like seventh grade and we were in Tennessee and I think I scored 38 points.
In a eighth grade game?
Yeah,
38 points.
Yeah,
found a score like 46.
And I think 11 of them were threes.
So God,
that was most definitely one of my I don't know if I could miss or what, but everything I was throwing up, it was going in. So that was, and it was a close game. I think we ended up winning by like 4. So that was most definitely one of my favorite Mamba memories, for sure.
So you made a big decision. You talked about that relationship with Coach Player. And what was the other coach name?
Coach Kelby.
Coach Kelby. You talked about those relationships and how they started in certain places and then they ended up in certain places. So why Oklahoma State? How did that all come about?
Man, Oklahoma State just felt like home. I had been on like two or three times. And the first two times, it was just me and my mom. My dad didn't go. Well, the first time, my granddad went with me, actually, which is my dad's dad. And I was telling them, like, man, I think this is where, they were like, no, like, you know, try to, you know, this is only the first time going down there. Like, try to look at other schools. And I was like, no, this is home. And so I tried to commit. When I left, actually, I tried to commit when I left, and my dad was like, just wait till we get home so we can all talk about it. And I was like, no, I want to commit now. So then I ended up going again, and they brought me into this room, and it just felt like home. Coach JC, I love her so much. The way she coaches the team, the way she lets them, you know, play, and her style of play and their style of play, they have a lot of shooters on the team, and, you know, I feel like I could bring that to the game, as well as defense. And so Oklahoma State just felt like home. The campus, the girls, the coaches, I love everything about it. And like I said, when I went down there the first time, I was about to commit. That's how I knew it was home.
Well, I tell you what, Kevin, she is right. The roster's starting to look really appealing. It's a new era. We got this conference realignment. So Lord knows who's going to take the crown of the Big 12 now, but it's definitely a lane carved out for Oklahoma State to become that titan in that division, in that conference. What do you want to major when you get out there?
Sports medicine.
Okay. You want to fix kinesiology. What was the other one? Kinesiology?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I majored in, kinesiology.
Sports broadcasting. Sports broadcasting.
Now, you know, every time somebody say that, you know, we got to send you with a little camera. We're going to send you. We're going to need you to chronicle. We need you to journal. And we're going to put a set. We're going to call it like Kennedy's Corner or something, like Keith Corner or something like that. We got to make sure we keep you in front of the camera when people say all of that stuff. Yeah. So what is Kennedy doing off the court? We know you're still an 18-year-old young lady. Yeah. I know basketball is important, but there's other things going on in your career, in your life. What else is going on with you?
You know, really, I don't do a lot. Like, I don't leave the house a lot. If there was anything that I'd probably do, is probably be with Raina. Like, literally, that's really all we do, is hang out, go to the gym, just chilling around at the house.
Now she going to Fresno State, so y'all gonna be a million miles away from each other.
I know. She on the other side of the map.
I know, man. You should have talked to him to go to Oklahoma State. Nah, let me quit, because we have friends. We friends of Fresno State. They gonna call me up and be like, what? Now, wait a minute now, Mouth of the South. What are you talking about? What are you doing?
I would say just that and getting in the gym. That's probably really all I do. And playing with my dog. Yep.
All right. Well, let's get this show cracking, KT. You ready to keep going? You ready to have a little fun, Keith?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's go.
Welcome to the championship rounds. This is the part of the show with KT and I. We're going to do a little bit of one-on-one, and you are now officially calling all of the shots. All right, Kennedy, so the rules are super simple. This is our way of playing Would You Rather. So we're going to take that singing and dancing, and we're going to amplify it on steroids. So what's about to happen is we're going to go three rounds, and in each round, KT and I are both going to make a pitch, give you a scenario, and whichever one of those pitches you like the most, you select that host, and that host will get a point. First host to get 2 points, or the best out of three will win this episode's game of championship round. And KT is the defending champion. So Kevin, he smiling from ear to ear when I say that. All right, let's go, Kennedy. Hey, let's go, KT. Give it a first option.
Would you rather become an All-American for Oklahoma State, and you're going to be ranked in the top 25, or
would you rather be a role player, which means y'all 10 deep, y'all everybody got even minutes, there's no real superstar, but this Oklahoma State becomes a national title contender with the pieces and the players to actually go all the way? Y'all are considered a ranked team every year that you were in college.
I'm going to say Mouth to the South.
Yeah, that's winning round one. Yeah, it gets me all got a little knot in my stomach now because it's upset city. All right, here we go. Round two, we're gonna talk about media and entertainment. Okay, so for round two, I'm gonna give you a documentary. We're gonna call it Bleeding Orange. Okay, and we're gonna follow a camera with you and Maya and Coach Player, all of you got next. Now we're gonna put a camera on y'all all the time. We're gonna follow y'all in the classroom, in the weight room, and on the court. And we're gonna basically create a documentary, and we're gonna put it all on Netflix for the world to see. Or
I'm gonna give you your own food show. We're gonna call it Keep on TikTok, where you travel the world interviewing other college players, professional athletes, and coaches. Get to know more about them while eating at some of their favorite places to eat in the town that they grew up in.
The head coach.
Oh, keep. Shout out, Lil John. Kevin, how you get a Lil John?
Hey, he just came with a name. I'm like, what can I call it? And I said, oh, keep. There we go.
Oh, keep.
That's a good one.
Oh man.
Let me use that. You gotta give me some of the money from it now.
Yeah. Let me counsel the camera crew for Netflix. All right, Kevin, round three. Let's go.
I got a TikTok. All right, so if you're new to the show, first of all, thank you for joining us. And secondly, where have you been? Because B. Jones, you know good and well they seen us on Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
We post every day.
Oh, we work.
Yeah, we work. But on our show, which you can watch Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Central Time, right here on YouTube, B. Jones has a segment called, what is it called, B. Jones?
The Drop.
And on The Drop, he presents a pair of shoes that he feels are worthy of your financial donations. So for round three, Kennedy, we stop talking. We're going to let our shoes speak for us. So okay. It's a tie. He won round one. I won round two. So this is a tiebreaker. So whoever you pick will win this episode. So what I'm going to do, I want to count down from three. And when I do that, I need you to say, hold that sneaker. Okay?
Okay.
When you do that, we're going to show you what we brought out today. All right?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1.
Hold that sneaker. Oh, gosh. Let's see.
I already know which one he's brought out. I knew it.
Ooh. That's hard. I'm going to have to go with the head coach. Them are so tough.
What'd you say, Kennedy?
The only reason I say those is because you can wear them with more stuff.
You sure can. But you can wear a belt everywhere, Kennedy.
You gotta kind of wear like with certain colors. Like you can wear the white, orange one with any white and orange.
Keep, B. Jones. I did it.
What colors that matter? That's orange and black, and that's what we see on the court when y'all go up putting up buckets. My feelings is hurt. My pride is shattered on this show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's keep this thing rocking and rolling, ladies and gentlemen. The title of the show is You Got Next. So as much as we want to talk about the past and these championships and what you traveled the country with pro skills, we got to tell them everybody what the future holds. So we know that you got a vision for yourself. What does that look like? What's up next for Kennedy Evans?
You know, I actually either want to be a sports medicine doctor or be a sports broadcaster. So I'm looking to, you know, get NIL deals with people that are either going to help me with sports broadcasting or going to help me with sports medicine. And if they don't help me with that, I'll be more than thankful to just have an NIL deal. But really, I just, you know, want to help people give back. And so sports medicine would be my way of giving back. You know, I take my own ankles before the game. So, you know, I like doing training. So I feel like I would be a trainer rather than like a sports medicine doctor. But I want to be like a trainer for a professional team. So like NFL, NBA, WNBA, it doesn't matter. I want to, you know, give back. That would be my way of giving back.
Well, I'm glad you brought the NIL because that was my last question. I'm going to give you a $100,000 NIL deal. This is the deal. You can pick any company, but it can't be a shoe company. So it can't be Nike or Jordan because everybody say Nike and Jordan, and they're not giving out that many NIL deals. So what company out there would you reach out to or you would represent for a $100,000 NIL deal?
It's a clothing brand, and they're called Pretty Little Thing. I don't know if you've heard of them, but that's who I would.
Pretty Little Thing. That might you might pull that one off. All right, Pretty Little Things. Y'all better reach out to her. You got a superstar in the building. She want to rep your brand.
Yes, sir. That would be great.
I'm glad she mentioned about taping the ankles up, B. Jones. And we play horse. I know. I'm gonna need some tape.
I was about to say she got to tape you up.
Yeah.
All right. So, do you have any shout outs you want to give?
Yes, to my parents. My coaches, Coach Taylor, my college coaches, Coach Player, Coach JC, Coach Kelby, all the coaching staff, you know, my Coach Taylor, you guys, thank you for having me on the show, and all of my teammates and coaches that have put me in this position.
All right, so this is the part of the show where you get a chance to call the person that you think should have next. Tell me, I got a chance to rock with B. Jones and KT. I told them my story, and I want you to do the same thing. With that said, Kennedy, who you calling out? Who should have next?
I'm gonna say I can pick one person.
You can pick more as many as you want.
Okay, I'm gonna say, Anaya Alexis. That's one.
Kevin, she scored like 3,000 high school points. That young lady is a walking bucket. All right, who else?
Kendall Sneed.
One of the best clutch shooters in the city. Come on, keep going.
And then I'm gonna say I don't think Raina's gonna get on here and talk.
We're gonna get Raina.
We're gonna get you, Raina. Don't worry about it. Don't make us call the Fresno State coaches. And
you already got JT, right?
She says Jordan says she's gonna come on, but you can nominate anyway. Make sure we put it on wax.
JT, take off. I got four. JT, Anaya, Kendall, and Raina. Them is my four.
All right, JT, Anaya, Kendall, and Raina. And y'all know who y'all are. We've talked to just about each and every one of y'all. Yes, y'all sir. Are officially on the clock. Let them know that you are up next. Your ticket just got punched. And we're going to be reaching out to you super, super soon so we can tell your story before all of these young ladies. I think three of those are all seniors, right? I think most of them are all of those, 2024. Yeah, all four of those young ladies are class of 2024. So we got to catch all of y'all before y'all go off to college. But Kennedy Evans, you got next. You are the truth, young lady. I love watching you play during your high school career. Hey, there's nothing you can't do. We are super impressed. We love your game. We love your energy. You are vivacious. You got, the world is in your palm. It's up to you now. We're going to be rocking with you every. Hey, we enjoyed you. You are extraordinary. You are elite. You deserve a yeet. Oh my God, back at it again. Oh,
you got one more?
You got one more shout out?
Make sure, I don't know if it's right here, but make sure I go follow them. All right, it's right here on my screen. Follow them. Leave a like and comment.
Don't forget to drop the angel emoji in the chat. Listen, we love y'all. Thank y'all for watching another fire episode of Sports Life Talk. You got next. We appreciate the love. We told y'all this thing is getting out of hands. You either win with us or you watch us win. But we on our way to take this game over, and we need your help. That's right. We calling on all our dogs out there. We need you to smash that subscribe button. We need you to show us some love. Share this with all of your people, and make sure you hit that like button so we can get this episode and get this young lady some exposure. Pretty Little Things, y'all on the clock. Y'all need to holler at her about this NIL deal right now so she can be repping your brand on sports social media. She got an amazing platform. And if you want to follow us and the rest of the, we got over 600 shows, but this year we got 180 episodes coming your way. Make sure you tag in, tap in with us at Sports Life Talk, all one word. We the only Sports Life Talk in the game. Me and my brother from another mother, so I promise you, you won't miss us. Now, she just listed out some of the dopest hoopers in the city. But if you got a story and you watching this show and you're like, man, I would love to get on there, we make it possible. That's right. Go to our website, sltyougotnext.com. Click on the nominate tab. Tell us why you feel like you got next, why you feel like you are Mamba. And KT is going to reach out to you. We're going to audition, set up an audition for you to come on the show. And last thing, take You Got Next on the road. That's right. I'm hollering at all my podcasters out there like myself. If you want to listen to the audio format of this show and, well, 600 other shows, you can download this show wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Spotify, in the kitchen, on the road, in the car, in the gym. You can take You Got Next on the go and listen to the smooth, sultry sounds of the mouth of the South, B. Jones, and the head coach, KT. All right, Kev, let's go, man.
Kennedy, thank you so much for rocking with us. Whatever you need from us, please let us know, and we got your back.
Thank you so much.
All right, you got to show us that J, K. You show us that J one last time before we get swished. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Sports Life Talk Nation, we love y'all. Stay safe, be blessed, respect each other, and love one another, because together we are better. And keep dreaming big, because you never know, your story may be the next one featured on Sports Life Talks. You got next. Yeet. Or should I say, Keith!
I knew you had next, because you always working, you always grinding, you're in your bag because you're always working. Like, in due time, I knew you got next. Oh, you did it, huh? Crack the code. You got next, you smashing goals. You want next, you need exposure. Well, Sports Life Talk got the baddest show, like the baddest hut in the room. Podcast to tune into just for you to talk your shit. Talk your mushroom. You want what you eat and you should consume. Sports Life Talk from the late night to the afternoon, then rest repeat. Hit the like, leave a comment, or subscribe so you don't miss a beat. You got next is a small taste of a winning meal from a chef type of celebrity. What's up next is you, at least you better be. Yeah. You got next, yeah. I can feel it, you're a winner just like me. You got next, and what comes next? Tune in next time and you'll see. Cause if you got next, yeah. If you got next, if you got next, then you're just like me. If you got next, if you got next, yeah. If you got next, then you know where to be. I'm talking Sports Life, talking this.